Well, hello. Thank you again for joining me. I am Sandy Waters, and this is Neighbors in Need. And in this studio with me is Diane, the board member at the Hilton Apple Fest.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for taking time to come in.
This is exciting.
It's kind of bittersweet, Diane, because we don't want to let go of summer.
No.
But we do want the Hilton Apple Fest.
I agree with you about the summer part. Although I feel myself looking forward to fall this year.
Yeah.
And then it stops right there. Like no winter, just fall. And then, but that's
maybe
it every year.
For the holidays.
Snow for Christmas.
Done.
85 degrees the day.
Right. Okay. Right. We're on the same page.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So the Hilton Apple Fest. And this is, New York, we are all about our apples.
Right.
But specifically in Hilton, this is a pretty big deal.
It's a big
in Hilton.
Deal. Yeah. Hilton's in Appletown. This is our 39th
wow.
year.
Wow.
39th
really?
Annual. Yep. Started in 1981. Back when I was a kid, so it's been a huge part of my life. I grew up in Hilton and moved away to school and came back and live in Hilton now. So
that's cool.
It's one of those things that's just always been, as a Hiltonian.
Do you remember why it started or how it started?
Well, Mr. Marple, that had Marple's Furniture in downtown Hilton, they call it, had an idea just to give an outlet for some local crafters. And it started very small. There was like 70 crafters and like 4 or 5 food vendors. And as it grew, they had to change the venue and it's become really popular. And we now have crafters that travel from Michigan, Canada,
really?
Virginia to participate.
How many vendors did you say now?
We have 126 today,
wow.
But people are still applying. They're still
really?
Trickling in. So it's going to be full. We actually have over 40 brand new crafters that we have not had in the past. So it's going to have a different look. It's not going to be the same fest you've been to 100 times. If you haven't been recently, it's a good year to come because, like I said, over 40 brand new people. We've been trying to reach out and really tap into some local talent and get some new stuff in there.
Now, so do you try every year to make it a little bit different, to add something new each time?
Well, I'll tell you, this is only my second try. Last year was my first year doing this.
Yes,
so I did make... Last year was a lot of a learning curve, I'll admit. It's a big job to try to gather that many people.
Sure.
And, you have to jury the applications. And there's a whole, committee that helps me do that. But, social media has made it a lot more, has facilitated reaching out to other crafters.
Oh,
and there's shows all over this area. So we can attend shows and get business cards and contact people, invite people. Because we want it to be, bigger, new, different, so that people continue to come.
And to experience Hilton.
Yeah, come see Hilton.
Okay, so why apples, though? Is there something about Hilton here? I'm embarrassed to say, because I live in Grilton, Greece, Texas, Hilton
right.
Schools.
Oh, yes, Grilton.
That's Grilton. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure why.
Apples. It was vast, vast apple orchards.
Okay.
When I was a kid, that was decades ago, and housing tracts have filled in here and there, but it was a huge apple town, and it still still has our good share of apple growers that come and have their big apple grower booths and sell little baskets of apples, apple pie, apple cider, all the stuff that they still make right in town.
So that's the core of the festival is to taste everything apple, but then in addition to that are
all these crafters, and there's tons of food groups that do stuff beyond apples. There's a lot of apple themed food. Mm-hmm. We have the apple sausage and the hot apple caramel sundaes and, the apple sticks and things like that. But you can get cheeseburgers and walking tacos and Cincinnati chili and meatballs and all kinds of stuff. There's over 24 different food booths selling all kinds of stuff. The smells wafting through town are delightful. And
Yeah. I could smell it in Grilton.
Can you? I bet you can.
Okay, so now we didn't even mention the dates yet, even though it's so easy to go online and look for it. Hilton Apple Fest is October 5th and 6th, right? All weekend.
That's right.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
And the hours?
It runs on Saturday from 10 until 5, and on Sunday from 10 until 4:30.
Is there a way to kick it off? Like, how some festivals do something, or no, you just kind of get to it.
You just show up. You first in line on that bus. We have the free shuttle buses that run from Hilton High School, because there's a lot of streets that are roped off immediately adjacent to the Apple Fest site at Henry Street. So there's not a lot of super close parking. So, to facilitate that, we have buses that run, drop you right off at the festival and take you right back. They loop all day long.
you advise everyone to go right to the high school. Don't even try to get closer to the festival.
Well, unless you have a friend that lives in town, or there isn't really other places to park.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The high school is, I mean, this is what you guys
have been doing. That's why we've opened that up. Yeah.
All right. So, in the high school, and is it easy to navigate to the festival itself? Is it pretty self-explanatory? Or do we need
from out of town? Hilton is right at the north end of 259. It comes right into the village at our, like, the stoplight. We do have two now. I digress. When I was a kid, it was just the stoplight. And yeah, you just take a left and we are at 59 Henry Street. And we have a huge field that, you know, back in the way early days was like the high school, I think. And they have these teeny tiny lockers and the little teeny steps, like from the really, you know, 60s, I think. But, you know, now it houses the village offices and there's daycares and dance studios and whatnot in there. And the village historian has an office in there. We'll have flu shots available every year in there. Child safety cards are available every year in there. But it's right at 59 Henry Street. And there's a huge open field that we'll take over the soccer fields and everything and stripe them up for our crafters. And there's a not-for-profit row. All kinds of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and churches have their activities going on for the kids.
Awesome.
There's farmer's market where you can get homegrown gourds and pumpkins and honey and fudge and all kinds of things like that.
Let's take a moment about the non-for-profit angle, because this is what this program is for. Neighbors in Need is just giving back. So giving back to the community of Hilton by showing up and partaking in the Hilton Apple Fest. But specifically, does the money go to, well, I guess there's no entrance fee.
No, it's free to come.
But is it the non-for-profits that are there then that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you patronize a food booth, those are each individual not-for-profit organizations, whether it be, you know, boys basketball or the Hilton Snowfires or, you know, the Drumline, or those are each not-for-profit organizations that come and set their booth up to sell food.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, and like I said, we have Community Row that does activities for kids, and they can, you know, have their hair beaded or the funky colored hairspray or frost a cookie or, you know, build something. They have all kinds of activities and shows for kids that are free. They have a big bounce house.
Last couple years, you cannot have a festival without a bounce
without
house.
The bounce house. And you know what my most favorite part is last year? I got to walk around a little bit. The Ark Farm, they have brought in all of these animals from Mini Ark Farm, and they set up a big pen, and the most incredible creatures show up that, like, I have never seen a turkey that big. They had the most gigantic bunny last year that I've ever seen. They have little hedgehogs, all kinds of cute stuff so you can, you know, interact with these animals, and just, it was just amazing. And I was like, oh, that's the best. And all these kids are in my way. Get out of my way. I want to be up front. I want to see. What are all these kids doing
here? Listen, kid.
But it's amazing. And, you know, they have special entertainment for the kids on the kids' stage. They have the Happy Pirates. They have magic shows, stuff like that going on, in addition to the main stage that has all of our music acts and taekwondo demonstrations.
Oh, wow.
This year we're having a chainsaw carving demonstration that I'm super excited to see. This is a new crafter that has come to us.
And
he's got a booth, but he's going to be doing a demonstration as well. So I'm super excited to see saw dogs perform. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what to expect. I'm so excited. I just want to see.
This is so new.
New stuff. Yeah.
This is way more than just walking down and admiring people's crafts.
Right. Oh, shopping is one facet, but there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
In addition.
Big to do. No wonder why Hilton always talks about it so much. Like the entire town is.
We're proud of it.
About this.
Yeah, we are proud of it.
Do you see a lot of people from, well, you say the vendors come from out of state.
Yeah, they come from
all of Rochester comes.
Yeah, we're hoping with your help, our friends at Entercom this year, we finally get to like broadcast and do a huge invite to the public to come see us. And if it's going to be sunny, that would really help.
Okay, everybody.
But it's rain or shine, You just have to prepare yourself. So even if it's, you know, less than desirable, we're all going to be there. So you should come out because we're still doing saw dogs demonstrations and we're still selling yummy food.
What is saw dogs?
That's the chainsaw carving.
The
that's their company.
Yeah,
and I'm super can't wait for that.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Okay, so now how can we find more information? Or now you're not still accepting people to
Well, people are still contacting me.
I don't want to stress you out here by opening it up.
I got to admit, right now, I'm down to like my last two open spots on the field.
Okay.
So, I'm willing to fill those two spots. I did get an email today. Someone sent me an email. I'm sending out my application today. I said, okay.
So
maybe one
next
spot.
Year?
Yeah, we'd love to have people next year. Traditionally, we have our festival the weekend before Columbus Day weekend.
Okay.
So that would tentatively be the 3rd and 4th of October next year,
okay.
Which we have to get approved from the village because we use their space and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
is how we apply for the dates. So if people are planning on next year.
Do you need help? Volunteers?
Always. It's completely run by volunteers. Like over 200 people have to, to put this together. Aside from, just our measly board members, we have, I think, 10 people on the board. And, we meet all year long, but just the weekend of... Just to have people show up and help sell meatballs in the booth or hand out apple crisp that we do every year, which is just a 2-hour job.
One for me.
Yeah.
One for you.
That's a quick job. They set it up. They build that gigantic thing at like 6 o'clock in the morning and put the heat on it because it's all burners underneath that contraption. And it has to cook for 5 hours. So it cooks from 7 until noon and then they serve it at noon and people line up.
Oh, God,
45
yeah.
minutes before serving time to make sure they get a piece because it sells out. And, if someone wants to come volunteer to be hustling out apple crisp to the people in line or selling pop or helping in the parking and traffic, we have tons of opportunities for people.
High schoolers who need to get the National Junior Honor Society, the Honor Society?
Yes.
Does that qualify?
Oh, absolutely. We've reached out to Hilton High School to try to get some students because in years past we've had students, asking us and before I became a board member and in charge of arts and crafts, I was just a volunteer in the pop booth for years and years and years. And we always had students that came and helped us sell pop for 2 hours and we'd sign their little sheet and they'd get credit for their time. And then they could go enjoy the festival after they put in their time or whatever. But we did reach out and we're getting some students from the Honor Society this year, too, to help us. But we can always use hands.
Okay.
There's plenty to do. Plenty of jobs.
So now how can we reach out to you if we do want to help or...
We have a website, HiltonAppleFest.org,
okay.
And there's contact information there. There's an email address on there. There's our phone number on there. If whichever way you want to reach out to somebody, they'll pass the message along to the appropriate committee member if you're interested in helping in a food booth or helping sell pop or helping with traffic control or whatever it is you're willing to do. You can find our contacts on HiltonAppleFest.org.
Awesome. And then there you can find out all the details that we talked
about
today.
All the details, yes. And there'll be photos posted over the weekend. We have a festival photographer that takes pictures of the crowd and the goings-on and events. We'll have our winners posted because we have an apple pie baking contest. We have the apple derby run. We have the photo contest. So they'll be posting winners. There's the crafters. We give a blue ribbon out in each category every year. So the winners will be posted on our website the weekend of and, forevermore after.
Is there somebody who's been winning year after year or no?
Well,
so the same person or no?
No.
Okay.
We
see if we need to take down a champ.
Last year, like I said, it was my first year in this position last year. But I had a gentleman, and I'm not kidding, reached out to apply from Pennsylvania on Tuesday, the week of the Apple Festival. Like, we're setting up on Thursday. And his name was Georgie LaHoop. He was the cutest little man. He was a drum artist. He stretched shirts out on a canvas, and then he sticks drumsticks in his paint and goes to town, rat-a-tat-tatting. And the splatters and the coolest designs. And it was the funkiest thing we've ever seen. And he rocketed to the top of our judges best of show with ease. It was the most interesting, different artwork that any of us have seen. And I hope he comes back. I haven't heard from him, but like I said, he was a last minute guy last year.
Good, okay.
I reached out to him and said, Georgie, please come back. We were so thrilled to have you last year. It was something so new.
Yeah.
So he knocked out whoever thought they were going to slide in. Because we've had people who've won more than once and still continue to come, which is fantastic. But the new stuff we love to see also.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all excited. Hilton Apple Fest. Listen, you Eastsiders, you can come to Hilton.
Yeah. It's not the edge of the earth.
I know.
It's just Hilton. We'd love to have you.
October 5th and 6th, HiltonAppleFest.org for more info. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Sandy.